From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Home Improvement Show. Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Sorry about that, Matthew. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host, Matt Gesvin, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. Matthew, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you doing?
Spring, right?
Ah, oh, it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, can I get take that gas out of my snowblower yet?
I don't know. Tomorrow they're saying a little snow flying, only inch or so. I think we might be safe.
You
I don't want to
so?
Be the guy to drain the gas on my snowblower and jinx us for a 12-incher.
Let's do it May 1st if we can. Man, oh, man. Hey, our special in-studio guest, he's a good one. He got here on time. I'm so proud of him. He's Michael Grossman. Michael, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I never let that go, do I? Nope. Hey, could you bring that mic a little bit closer to you? Thank
sure
you.
Can.
Just these people want to hear you.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
On.
Hey, how's the family?
Good. Getting bigger.
Two boys, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost five and almost one now.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? The five-year-old, I think he was three the first time I met you, and then you said, "Hey, we're expecting a second."
Correct.
And he's one. What are your son's names?
Gage is five. Are going to be five, and Caden, C-A-D-E-N, is going to be one in May.
They keeping you busy?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hang on,
what a
man.
Foolish
just hang
question.
On.
We have to baby gate everything right now for the speed demon, Caden.
Yeah, so, he likes to move a little
he's
bit.
He's quick, man.
Yeah. Yep. Older brother's a nice older brother, protects him.
At certain times,
knocks
yes.
him down every once in a while.
So, yes, you guys know it.
You understand, I have three grandsons live across the street
do,
from
I
me.
You do, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, Keegan, Logan, and Bonner. Keegan, Logan, and Beckett
Those are great
Bonner.
Names.
Yeah, Kitty Corner, they're selling their house and they're moving.
Oh,
and
sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's an Everybody Loves Raymond situation going
It is. And it was, it's a little bit sad, to be honest with you. Look, my wife and I have talked for years, let's really embrace this because it's not going to be forever.
Right.
But if everything works out, knock on wood, and maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but they've put a bid on a house, and the bid I think has been accepted, and they're going through all the paperwork stuff, but it's about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's,
oh,
not
that's pretty good.
That's not bad, right?
No, that's good.
It's not like they're moving to Indiana or anything.
No. A little distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, is that it? Oh, man.
I do have to say, those are great names. Because when we were picking out baby names, I always wanted our kids' names, if they're going to be boys, good shortstop or third baseman names.
That's
so
it.
So you got them.
And Keegan, Logan, and Beckett. And look, I sit and watch TV in my chair, and I can see their house. And last Saturday, a week ago today, and I hope my daughter's not listening, but all of a sudden, Keegan is in third grade, and he's one of those boys that when my wife goes to pick him up from school, there's like six girls going, "Bye, Keegan, bye, Keegan."
Oh, yeah.
"Is that your grandma, Keegan?" And he just keeps walking. He's like, "Come on, Grant, let's go." Where there are seven girls standing on the corner of my house, all pointing at his house. And I said, Terry, I said to my wife, "Hey, you might want to come see this." Well, they all walk across the street, and I'm watching this thing. And they knock on his door, and I see him coming from the side, and he peeks out. And you can see him get like, what's going on? And he starts to go in back of the house, and he comes back and peeks again, and they saw him. And all of a sudden, these girls are chasing him, and I start videotaping it. And it's like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Little
and,
player.
Yeah.
That's
he's.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, all he wants to do is just get away from him. The five-year-old Beckett, he's hugging all these girls.
So
And Logan's just looking at him going, "What are you guys doing?
What are they doing?"
Keegan, Logan, and Beckett, I call him Kilobi. Keegan, Logan, and
like
Beckett.
It.
Now, my son Matthew's got a boy coming, so I'm going to have a fourth grandson in May, next month.
Pretty exciting.
Not sure what the name's going to be, but it's got to fit in with the Kilobi.
I like it.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, we've got an event coming up near Milwaukee soon, Matthew. It's
pretty
coming
exciting,
up next month.
Pretty exciting event, the tour of remodeled homes. It's a great time for you to see what's trending new in really in these new homes, remodeled homes around the city, where contractors have done to really make them modern, improve them.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. Look, I know that the Tour of Remodel Homes is a great event. The way they kick it off, for me, May 17th, we have a charitable kickoff. the Nary Aurora Cancer Care House that we're raising money for. And you get a chance to come out on the 17th. Join us. I'm going to try to see if Gary Ellerson and Sparky and Leroy and those guys will come out. The winner of that is J&J Contractors. Does a lot of advertising with us.
Right.
Jason's just a really good partner with a bunch of stuff that we do on the station. And it's a house that they worked on in Whitefish Bay. And the money going to the Aurora Cancer Care House is really personal.
It is.
And so we're raising money for a great cause. 2 years ago when we started this, we raised 10 grand for it. It's a wonderful number. Last year we did 15. Looking to raise 20,000 if we can this year.
At least our goal is 20,000. And remember that this Cancer Care House soiree on Friday night, this is available for the public. You can buy tickets on our website. Remember, this is a huge party with great cocktails, food, catered by Saz's. It's just a wonderful event. And you know, a lot of the proceeds go to the Aurora Cancer Care Program Center, and it's just an incredible time.
You go to narymilwaukee.org. Tickets are $150 a piece. Trust me, you're going to get the event itself is really fun, and you can stay a long time. And there's a lot of really good food and wine and stuff like that for people that drink. I drink Sprite or water or something, but that's that whole Irish thing. We'll get into that some other show. We don't need to talk about that on this one. But it really is a great event, and I would highly recommend, whether you want to be involved in the tour of remodel homes and you're going to go to these homes, which I think you should because it's really amazing. I mean, just the craftsmanship and the design approach that people are taking nowadays are really, really cool to see. That charitable event on the 17th, I can't recommend that enough.
Right. It is huge. And the tour itself is great, too, because you get a chance to see our contractors at the fall shows. You see them at the spring show, and they've got a great display, and they talk about it, and you see things on their website. But actually going to a home that they've remodeled.
It's the best.
A lot of times the homeowners are there. You can talk to the homeowners. You see it. You see how the whole experience was. It just nothing really beats that. And if you're going to do a home remodeling project, I mean, it's very easily gets into the seven-figure range. You want that extra little assurance that the person you're going to work with
there's a downside side to going to that. Do you know what it is?
You want more than you can.
Took my wife, and all of a sudden, you know what? All we were doing is looking for some cabinets, some ideas on backsplash.
Boy, that bathroom was great. What about that front door?
Look at that mudroom.
Did you see those windows, Mike?
Yeah. Man, what are you talking about, a mudroom? Our kids are grown, but our grandkids come over a lot. What about, hey, did you see that Lazy Susan that I did in that cabinet with those?
It's really cool. It's just, it's amazing what the craftsmanship, the level of craftsmanship that the Nary contractors do. And then to see it all put together in one piece, there's nothing like this tour. I highly recommend it. It's not like a parade of homes where they're all in one subdivision. They're scattered around.
Right.
So you got to go get tickets on our website. You know, there's more and more
apps.
Get the map. Kind of plan out your day.
Yep.
Make sure you can go. Some people do it in a day. Some people take 2 days to do it. You know, pick and choose kind of. But even if you're not going to do a bathroom or a kitchen and that's what it is, your whole house remodel, go see how these contractors did a bath. Go see how they did a kitchen, because it's really indicative of how they would do the rest of the project.
And the cool part is they walk you through the project and they answer any questions that you have. And like you said, sometimes the homeowners are there. And Terry and I went, we talked to one of the homeowners who gave us some incredible stories about working with that Nary contractor.
Right. You can't beat that, you know, you can kind of feel sometimes you're getting a sales pitch or whatever, but by a homeowner and they let you in, they're so happy that they open their house to the public, basically. It's just, that says a lot right there.
Yeah, I sat down and watched some basketball while my wife kept asking questions.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, no doubt. Michael Grossman, how are things going at Alumitrim? Everything's good?
Very good. Thank you for asking.
We're busy.
I'll tell you what. Last week with the snow, it slowed us down a little bit, but we're very, very busy with siding and windows right now.
That's good.
A lot of projects going on.
That's what's keeping you busy. Not is roofing too.
You know, it's a little bit slower right now with roofing. I've done two roofs so far.
Okay.
But siding is a big thing right now.
Does that surprise you? Because it seems to be like after winters, I know that's when we realized once the spring came and the rain, We realized since that water was completely coming into our kitchen that maybe we needed a new roof.
Maybe it was time.
I wasn't smart enough to know beforehand.
True, Michael, that usually is the case. But the feedback I got from the last Nari Home Show and the appointments that we made and the customers that we found, they were needing new siding because their houses were neglected for so long.
Right.
So they wanted to get rid of their old clapboard or cedar siding, and it was time to do vinyl and upgrade their trim.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to talk a lot about that throughout the show. And as we're talking about LumaTrimOfAmerica.com, LumaTrimOfAmerica.com, their office is on Port Washington Road in Mequon.
In Mequon,
right? 414-964-6520.
We've had that phone number for a long time.
964-6520. How long?
Well, I will tell you this. It was so long that I had to convert it to a cell phone number when we moved from Fox Point to Mequon because my dad didn't want to lose it because we've been in business for 72 years.
72 years.
Yes.
You know, I like that. And it's been a while since you've been in with us.
It has been.
But since 1947.
It looked good, right?
Yeah, really
for
good. Yeah, really good.
Got a great face for radio,
yes,
Michael.
I do.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going there. I'm just not. Oh, really?
Well, I told you that last time.
You come right to me on this.
I love your voice.
Well, you and one other person. Do you know the program director here? I'm not kidding about this. Gets two or three calls every year about guys saying, he's got the worst voice
really?
In the history of radio. And you've got to believe that somebody in Dubuque, Iowa, doing a farm report in the 40s, he had to have a, in the history of radio.
I totally disagree with them.
And no. I'm just a sales guy, so come on. You know, why?
There's a current guy that's got a terrible voice right now, Sam Roberts on XM Radio, and I listen to him, and he's terrible, squeaky voice. So you've got a beautiful voice.
You know what? Could you... put an air check on that, Jeff, and understand that they're talking to me because I know you love my voice.
It's getting deep in here.
Yeah, that's it. Guys, we're gonna, you know what? I promise we'll get to a break. We will no longer talk about my voice, but we're going to talk about LumaTrim of America. Again, they've been around since 1947, 72 years in business. And you know what that tells you? It tells you they've been doing this really well for a long time. I'm going to get the history of the company because I love the story, if it's okay with you.
That'd be great.
I always have fun with how you're changing the company.
Yes.
And your dad's like, no, hold on. We still do this on, you know, the back of business cards.
Correct.
We have index cards.
Index cards, yeah.
We'll do that, and then we're going to talk a lot about siding today. Got a lot of questions for our special guest, and he's in studio. He is Michael Grossman, LumaTrim of America. Are you the owner?
Co-owner.
Co-owner.
But...
soon to be.
I co-own with my father, so
yeah,
he's the original. He's the boss.
He's the guy. Still. He's still making the decisions.
It's a group decision, but he gets final say.
Would he come in with you one time?
I know you ask me every time.
Every time, because I'd really
I would
like
love to have him come in with me, and we'd have a blast. But
what's his first name?
Terry, like your wife.
Yeah.
How does your wife spell it?
T-R-R-I-E.
He's T-E-R-R-Y.
There you go.
But yeah, he right now he's working right now.
Is he you think he's listening?
I told him to have the radio on. So, Dad, Keith, I hope you guys are
Terry Grossman. This is my challenge to you. Next time Michael comes in, get your butt in here. And I want to talk about the history of this company and how great it is to have your son as the co-owner and the guy who's going to run this company. Hopefully not right into the ground.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Grossman.
You got a great story, Thanks. Terry. You got to share it.
Yes, you do. So please come in next time. I would really enjoy that. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Alongside my co-host, he's Matt Gesvin. He's a Nary board member, Advanced Window and Door Solutions. And during the break, Michael Grossman said, knows more about windows than this guy. So you went to his house one night at 9 o'clock?
I did. I needed a sample, and he was.
Casman, you're a freak.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do, you know. Yeah. And,
so he paused Survivor and or whatever. Right. He watched some Hallmark movie Lifetime or whatever it is you watch.
I can't say no. Today I'm meeting a customer at 5 o'clock at the showroom.
I was just gonna say their showroom is fantastic.
That's after awesome. This, I'm going to tear off a roof on the roof on the youth pastor's house at my church and go and help him put on a roof and then rush into the showroom and doing more windows.
He's amazing.
You're a good man. You are frequent when it comes to this stuff. Hey, when you started working at Alumitrim, did you had expectations of possibly moving into management and own the company one day, correct?
Correct.
And it wasn't something you thought, if I remember correctly, that you were going to do when you were in high school and college?
No, I didn't even have a clue what I wanted to do in high school and college. I mean, I wanted to be a professional athlete, like I said a few times before.
Can you still hit the ball pretty well?
Pretty good. I played over at Grant the other day and shot 72, so it wasn't too bad.
Man, so if I ever need a ringer for something,
I'd love to do it with you.
That would be awesome.
We was playing the NBA golf outing.
Playing the
Nari.
Playing the 105.7 and the Nari one.
Okay.
Nari one, I guess I'm back in that thing, by the way. I'm the celebrities. I'm putting my quotes up. Yeah, on a par three. And you understand that I play once or twice a year. So
is that Ironwood?
Yeah, yep. And it's about 150 yards, and I use like a Wedgewood. And I just try to stick it. I try not to lose the ball if I can. Well, that'll be fun. I look forward to that. So getting back to that, your father started Alumitrim?
My grandfather did. Bull.
Yeah, he started it.
Yep.
And so it's third generation. It's going to be third generation.
Yeah, no, so I'm third generation. My grandfather Lowell started the company in 1947. Back then, it was not an accepted item, siding.
Well, he was a true tin man. He was a true tin man.
I got to give you a fist bump for that word.
A revolutionary that he was a guy. This tin man refers to these guys that sold aluminum siding house to house. We wrapped the house and got rid of the painting. Got rid of the maintenance in it, wrapped it in aluminum, made it maintenance free, and he started. They were really pioneers of the home improvement industry.
He's 100% right.
So it's just amazing the history that Alumitrim has.
Yes. Well,
you know, the best thing for me as a consumer, now I'm talking as a consumer, that if I talk to you about this and I ask you a question you might not know, Terry's going to know it.
Oh, for sure.
And if Terry's not going to know it, Lowell's going to know it, right?
Exactly.
So there's, you know, there isn't anything that you guys haven't seen, done, and figured out if there's an issue.
Correct.
And if you've been around since 1947, man, how is it co-owning a company with Terry? You guys, can you guys talk about golf and sports and other
things? Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's difficult. I know if you've had a few third generations with Bingo and that crew.
And Zach, yep.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to find a good balance.
You know what's interesting? If you talk to Zach, and Bingo's a great guy, Zach says, look, my grandfather, because as fathers, we don't have a lot of patience with our own kids. Mm-hmm, my dad was a bricklayer and a mason, and none of the McGivern boys know anything about it because he didn't have that patience because he just thought we should know things.
Yes.
Well, I don't know this. Had his father, who had passed away well before I came into this world, if he was around... He did some of that. He's also worked on a farm, but I would have been able to learn from my grandfather easier. Right.
Correct.
No doubt. Skips. And I see that with my grandsons.
Yeah.
You know, a son-in-law tries to throw a football with him. He was an offensive lineman. He can't throw a lick. So, you know what? So, and if he's listening, he knows I'm telling the truth. But I understand that. So sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah, that divide is tough because ever since I've been a little kid, I always want to spend time with my dad and be like my dad. And now, granted, the business has changed. I'm 34. And for the last 20 years, the business has made a huge leaps and bounds and changes.
And it's hard for him to change. Yeah.
Because like I said, when I first came into the business, there was no computer in the office.
Wow.
If you can imagine that.
Yeah.
I know just how you feel.
And then... we still do a lot of things that do work that are inundated, you know, back certain things that have worked and have worked for 40 years.
Right. And you know what? Why change it
if it's not broken?
And look, you guys, when you talk about this company and you heard Matthew just rave about it, you know, and you rave about your grandfather and your father, Look, Alumitrim has been around a long time because you do guys do things right.
We do, and I will say this, a credit to my dad and my grandfather. We still have guys working for us that are in their late 60s, early 70s, and they're perfectionists.
Wow, that's just amazing.
The problem is, and I'm going to say this, the problem is we need to find guys now in their 30s and 40s that can do the same quality work.
They can pass the baton through.
Yes, that we can pass the baton to.
Does that make you nervous?
A little nervous, yes. And that's kind of what's going around in the industry right now. People I am friendly with and talk to, kids in their 30s, training-wise, it's tough to get that concentration and really want to buckle down and work hard and earn a good buck. Because I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure Matt can attest to this, you can make really good money in this industry.
Huge.
Even and if you can work with your hands and do a good job, you can make great money.
Can I just say, and in the beginning, even if you can't work with your hands, if you're willing to be a laborer,
correct,
for a year and a half, and mm-hmm. then start to understand. I coach high school basketball, and I know that at these high schools, they tell kids you got to go to a 4-year, you got to mm-hmm. go to a 2-year. If you're not good for a 4-year, not good for a 2-year, maybe the military. Oh, by the way, the last three might want to look at the trades. They're doing a disservice to these kids.
I agree, and a disservice to everybody in the community because. You know, my kids go to Cedarburg High School, and they're basically told if you don't get your master's, you're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah, that's
you know, and it's just wrong. We need great tradespeople. We need good people in this industry because I know electricians are making $120,000 a year. You know, 4 years in, and they got zero debt, no college debt, and talk about being ahead of the game when you're growing up.
Hey, we are talking, and we're going to get to Alumitrim. I apologize. We're trying to fix the world here.
And
we need to do more talking about Alumitrim of America.
I enjoy being here, so I appreciate you having me in.
You bet. And we're talking to Michael Grossman about that, and I'm going to have a number of questions regarding siding because I think, like you said, that right now is what you're busiest with.
Yeah.
And I think once the snow goes away and beautiful Saturdays like we're going to have today, people walk outside and go, man, we need to get this house painted again.
Correct.
Well, you know what? We've done it three times. We really can't do it again.
Enough's enough.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And today's day and age, like you said, the changes that have been made in that business in the last 15 years have been incredible.
Correct.
You know, there's not just one size. There's not just three colors to choose from anymore.
Correct. Very true.
Hey, do you have to also kind of be somebody that understands color concepts and you have to know what colors go well. When you drive into a neighborhood and you're going to meet somebody,
mm-hmm.
do you drive around the neighborhood to see what is going on in the neighborhood before you meet with them?
I do. And most of the time when I go look at house, because of daylight, I sometimes go a day before to take a look at the house and the area that surrounds it, look at colors. The most important thing is color combinations at the house that you are talking to the customer at, because you don't want to have too many colors. Then it looks like a hodgepodge.
Right.
I would say the max amount of colors I like to have on a house is 3.
Okay.
And then you start from the top and go to the bottom. So usually you work with your roof down, and the roofing colors are still pretty basic.
Right.
And everybody, whether it's GAF or Owens Corning or IKO, they all have similar colors, just different names.
Right.
They just like the Weatherwood or Driftwood or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can find some colors that go with that to match this trim and the siding then.
Who makes the decisions on the colors? The
Are you talking husband or wife?
Yes.
The female, always.
Always.
and you know something? That's nothing to be ashamed about. I like to tell the husband that it's a group decision, but the husband has the pocketbook and the wife picks the colors.
There it is.
You know what?
And that's interesting because we had ours done a few years ago, and I thought that I really thought that I had, 51% of the decision process when it comes to colors. And I found out that not only there's three of us, right?
Yes.
Not only did I not have 33 and a half, I had basically 20%, and that's because they gave me 20%. And I absolutely love the finished product.
Isn't it amazing when you have a person that can judge it well and it come up? It's amazing with these color combinations. I don't know how they pick it out, but when you see the finished product, it just looks amazing. It can look like a brand new house.
It can, Michael, can you see it before? See,
I can.
That's a gift, and I truly believe that. I can't. And I've said this on this show, if we put three color swatches on this wall, I can't see what it's going to look like till we're three quarters of the way done.
Luckily enough, I am very visual. It might be because of my golfing days of hitting it in the trees and trying to visualize hitting a shot.
Got to visualize,
underneath,
man.
Underneath the
see the shot,
the trees,
hit
yeah.
the shot.
But we are very blessed with having all these different colors. And a lot of the manufacturers give you a lot of options and good combinations that you can pair them with.
Yeah.
And even Matt can attest to, you have good colors that you can match windows to as well.
Right. I mean, and there's, Sierra Pacific we deal with has 75 different standard colors. So
see?
It's just amazing the color combinations you can do. So.
Exactly.
It's awesome. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue our conversation with Michael Grossman. Alumatrim of America, go to Alumatrim of America, one word, alumatrimofamerica.com for more information, or give them a call at 414-964-6520. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Matt Gesvin, my co-host, and he recommends we open up the phone line.
I just heard that. I just heard that on the stinger coming back in.
799-1250. Open up a phone line. You got any siding, roofing, window questions? Man, these guys
Michael's
can answer.
Michael's the guy. I mean, Michael's the guy.
He's the guy.
Appreciate that.
Third generation. I mean, you don't get so much depth and experience. It's just amazing what and to have a third generation company not only just staying in business but growing like Alumatrim is. It really says a lot about the Grossman family and about how their business acumen.
And Terry, if you're listening, you call it. You call in and let's have a little conversation with you again. 414-799-1250. And if you have a slice, when you have a slice, you can't hit that ball straight, Grossman can help you.
I can't.
So if you got a golf question, you
I
give
want
us
to be a
call.
Teaching pro. So
yeah, there you go. You give us a call. Hey, a couple of actual signing questions.
Sure.
Vinyl siding, and I get to ask this a lot, does that fade with sun exposure?
It certainly can. The darker colors can. We're having a little mic difficulties here.
You'll have that from time to time, you know.
Am I too close or close enough?
You're good.
Okay. It can fade with certain colors. Window manufacturers, but the siding manufacturers do give a warranty on fade protection. It has to go down 400 units, meaning 100 units are degrees of color, and then they will replace it.
Do you have much issue with it, though, even
honestly,
though they have
the
warranty?
Only, I'll tell you what.
People have warranties,
that's a
but
great
I, think
question.
I think they've got the technology down now, don't they?
You're 100% right. That was going to be my next thing. But the only color I have seen that has had problems, luckily not a job that we've done, but a friend, Regatta Blue has had problems in the past.
Doesn't want to stay blue.
Yeah, doesn't want to stay blue.
Yeah,
you know, that's funny because that's the color I wanted. And I got voted out. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted Kelly Green instead of all Irish things.
Oh, of course
thing.
You do want Kelly Green.
I wanted Kelly Green.
I will say this, color-wise right now, most popular colors right now are going to be the dark grays, the blues, and the greens.
Really?
Yes, because when we're talking vinyl, a lot of competition with LP and they want to match those colors.
So when people hear the promos on the radio station that Michael Grossman, Alumatrim's coming in.
Yes.
So what happens is then I get a couple questions
they
from people
confused.
Here.
Yes.
They're like, hey, what does he do? And then I tell them. And then I'll get questions that I'm supposed to ask you and they're supposed to listen. So I tell them in the third segment, I'm going to ask your questions, so make sure you're listening.
Sure.
So this is from her girl that sits behind me. I don't need to name her because she said, don't say who I am.
Yeah.
So I need some inspiration in designing the new vinyl siding that we're getting. Struggling with all of the choices that we have. Can you help us? So she's having a hard time with the whole color part. And we talked about this, that you're right in there with them. But she used the word inspiration, which is a little bit different word, I think, than most people. Most people use a look, you know, kind of basic guys like me. Can you make my house look better?
Correct.
But what she asked was, look, I need some inspiration on designing this new vinyl siding that we're going to put on our house. How can you guys help?
Well, here's my answer. First of all, I'd ask what color their soffit and fascia trim is.
Okay.
That's a big starting point for me.
Hold on. So I'm just going to name her. Christy, if you're listening, okay. take notes here because this is really good stuff.
I'd start with the soffit and fascia trim. If it's already done, we can work off of that. To get some inspiration, that means to me that you want your house to kind of pop when you're driving down the street. Depending on what kind of house it is, you want to go with a nice color, a darker color. And I would also suggest, if it's in the cards I'll be honest with you, if it's in the cards and it's obtainable to afford, I would do a accenting type of siding, like a shake shingle, to really make it pop, to be honest with you.
They live in a really fairly nice house in Franklin that they bought a couple years ago, knowing that they were going to have to do this.
Yes.
And this, they've pinpointed this spring and this summer. What's the timing for you guys, by the way? That was the other question she had. She said, look, if I call them next week, what is the... when do they come out? Are they a couple of weeks booked?
I come out right away. I try to stay on top of the ball. So my dad and myself are the only people that sell. And he and I come out. We try to come out that week. Timing-wise, we're right now for siding installation. Depending on colors, it's taking about 3 to 4 weeks to get the...
Okay.
Because nobody right now stocks vinyl siding on the floor other than maybe one or two distributors. Reason being is it takes up a lot of space, so they like to ship it in.
Yeah, and Chris is having a 4th of July gathering.
Okay.
And that's kind of her. Okay. And she thought, okay, I should probably...
Call today.
Call today. Call Monday or Tuesday. And see, now I will... And I'm going to throw this little tidbit in. We do have a great referral program. We are about 70% referral-based business. So if she does want to call, have her say that Mike called, and I'll get you a nice little...
She's going to say that
kickback.
She heard no kickbacks. She heard you on my show. She just sent me a text that said she didn't want her husband to know that she needed inspiration because she wanted to seem like she was the one that was already inspired. But they're listening in the car right now laughing at us. Hey, but fact that 4th of July is coming up, you want to make that call.
Oh, yeah.
Again, call Michael Grossman, 964-6520. 964-6520.
Yep, that's
or talk
office.
To me on Monday. I'll get in contact with him. I got his cell number.
He's got my cell.
Hey, Michael, I know that some of the paint companies have some technologies and they have an app where you can take a picture of your house and you can make it different colors. Do any of the siding companies have any of those available?
They're working on that. Mastic right now is ahead of the game, in my opinion, for the vinyl. They have houses that are close to what yours may look like.
So that's cool. So they can that's a great place to get inspiration as well. You can go on some of these websites, go to Mastic and check out what they have to offer and try to get inspiration there. Drive around new subdivisions, I like to say too.
Me too.
See things what you like. Look on Houzz. And there are a lot of ways to get, and then when Michael comes, you can have some pictures of maybe on your phone on Houzz and say, hey, this is what I like, this is what we're kind of going for, and together you can gain this inspiration that'll help you get exactly what you want.
Very true.
Follow-up text question. How thick should the vinyl siding on their house be?
So a little education here. The thinnest siding that you could find is an 040 gauge, which is like a builder's grade. Not so good. You wouldn't want to even put it on your garage.
Okay.
042 gets a little bit thicker. That would maybe you'd put on a garage. I would say then it goes 044. You don't do that too often. You're going to want to put an 046 on your house.
Okay.
It has a double nailing hem. It has a really nice fade protection. And all the warranties are good, but it's going to have the best grains and so forth.
So if they're planning on staying in this house for 20 years.
Correct.
I mean, this is not a house that they're thinking 10 years we're moving. We're staying in. We found our dream house. Once we get the siding up, it's going to be our total dream house.
Yes.
046 is what you would recommend.
I would recommend. Yep.
That's excellent.
That's great. I didn't know that. I learned something more today. That's great, Michael.
I love hearing people actually wanting vinyl siding. I mean, for a long time, there was a big kick with Hardy and LP. Hardy's kind of disappearing right now because of all the issues they've had with lawsuits and so forth. I'm not a... I would never talk anyone away from LP, but it's still not... You know, there still is maintenance that has to be done. It still has to be installed a correct way, and there still is going to be seams. If I can do vinyl siding, I can cut down on your seams. And a little another tidbit, vinyl siding is usually 12 foot 6 inches long. I can get a specific siding that's 16 foot long pieces, so you're going to get 33% less seams.
Wow.
So you'll have less seams on a wall. And if you really wanted to go crazy, Mastic does have 25 foot long pieces. Well, I'll tell you what, we need like 7 guys to hang that up. So we'll just stay with the 16.
Let's stay with the 16. Right. You know what's interesting is they've done their research.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great.
They did it this winter, and they are going to go with vinyl.
That's great. And I love it.
They believe that is the best product for their house. When somebody asks you, why is vinyl the best material for exterior siding, what do you tell them?
My first answer is low maintenance. I don't want to sound like I'm a lazy person, but, you know, I put something up. I don't want to have to deal with it 5 years down the line and painting it again or have an issue of the seams actually cracking or anything like that. And if there is an issue, it is easily fixed.
How long does siding last? Is there a specific number that you guys talk about?
Well, everybody likes this word lifetime.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm not huge on lifetime. I think windows can be close to lifetime, but still, I would say 30 to 40 years.
Yeah.
And it's all about installation.
It's lifetime for some of us, pal.
And I'll tell you this, another quick thing about vinyl siding is I can get you insulation on your home when I do vinyl siding. I can't get you any extra insulation when I do LP, if that makes sense. I have to use either an insulated vinyl siding or a separated dowel board or 3/8 insulation or 1/2 inch insulation that adds to the wall that will help you gain R value.
Right.
I can't do that when I'm doing LP. There's only Tyvek when you go up.
What's your mom's name?
Dina.
She listening, you think?
I guarantee she's listening.
Hey Dina, you really need to be proud of this boy. He is, he knows his business inside and out, and he is really a really nice gentleman. He's a nice young man, understands this business really well, and you should be proud. I say this on the air. I always want to know what my kids are like when they can't smell my cologne. Right? When I'm not around the corner, I'm not in, well, you know what, Dina? You did good. He is Michael Grossman, Lumen Trim of America, lumentrimofamerica.com. Their office is in Mequon on Port Washington Road, 414-964-6520. He is Michael Grossman. This is Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Matt Gesvin. He is my co-host this week from Advanced Window and Door Solutions. Our special in-studio guest, Michael Grossman, Lumentrim of America. I want to say Milwaukee, Lumentrim of America. Go to lumentrimofamerica.com for more information. Matt, I always feel better about the younger group of adults, young adults, when I spend time with Grossman.
It is a good thing, right? He makes me feel better about things, too.
Works hard, loves his kids, loves his wife.
Right.
Loves his dad, loves his mom. You know, all that kind of good stuff.
Exactly.
That Norman
exactly.
Rockwell kind of stuff.
Right.
But you guys aren't old, by the way.
I am. No, I am. Hey, lift that. Let's lift that mic. Jeff, can you help that? That thing seems to be dropping on him all the time.
Sorry, Milwaukee. I'm having trouble with my microphone right now.
That's all right. There we go. Tighten that thing up.
Here we go.
All set.
Thank you.
Look at you, Gesman. You're a part-time radio guy. That's it. Yeah.
In a past life.
Yeah, we talked about during the break, and we can't tell any of those stories on this show. Hey, you had talked about not needing maintenance so much on vinyl. There is some maintenance that's needed, correct?
Obviously, you're going to get some air pollutants and dust and dirt on the siding. Don't power wash it. I would just suggest hose or clean it with Dove soap.
Yeah.
It's real easy to clean.
Because the power wash, you don't want to do that.
No, I mean, I don't suggest power washing anything. Just unless you're doing a deck and you want to take the paint off.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. We have bricks on our little deck.
Yeah.
And when weeds grow, I power wash and boom, they're gone.
That's great.
Yeah. I did, and I'll tell you about it. Because, one of the screens on one of the windows in our...
Took a little dinger with the pressure washer.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. Jobs. I thought, well, here, let me just kind of sprinkle off. You can't sprinkle much.
No sprinkling.
No. My wife, one day, and it happened like a year ago, and all of a sudden she's outside and she's by the grill and she goes, what happened to that screen? I'm like, I have no idea.
Let me ask you a question. Have you gotten the screen fixed yet?
I have.
Okay, good. Because I want to make a comment. And I'm sure you get this too. If people have issues with something, we'd appreciate you too. Call us sooner than later so we can get it fixed. Right?
Right.
I don't want people to call me like 2 years later, hey, my screen ripped.
Yeah.
I've been living
with
this.
I'm sure Randy would have liked that, being like, oh, my screen ripped 2 years ago.
Yeah,
can you
not
come
good. not good. No, it was, I was going to let it go, but soon as Terry noticed it, it was time. You sound like my dentist. Could you come in and just, you know, do the regular stuff so I don't have to be doing this this root canal anymore?
Right.
Hey, is vinyl siding, I guess expensive is just a word that, you know, depending on what you're thinking, but do you have a basic, it's hard to ask you how much vinyl siding costs.
It's hard. Okay, so everything's going to depend on the size of your house. I will tell you this, there's cheap ways of doing things, there's inexpensive ways of doing things, and there's ways of doing it cost efficiently. We can do it our goal at Alumitrim of America is to do it right. As I was telling you guys, I don't know if it was on the break or on the air, I apologize, I can't remember, it's only been 45 minutes. We have guys that have been working for us for over 45 years, they're in their 70s, they're perfectionists, so our goal is to give our customers the best job possible. We concentrate only on their home when our guys are there. We don't leave their job site till it's done. We clean up very well. Our guys get there early. They have a bucket. They always want to get there at 7 to start. And we tell them, guys, people, you know, are still sleeping, getting ready to go. So they quietly, at 6:50, go around the premise and clean up all the cuttings and everything like that so that the house is clean before.
Can I tell you, so earlier in the show you said, look, there are some things that we still do that might, other companies might not,
yes,
because, you know, they don't do that anymore, but they've worked for us. That, you know, that
yes,
kind of stuff
that's
makes
phenomenal.
Me want to call you guys.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so the guys that have been with you that long, they're still doing all of it.
They're still doing all of it. I feel bad for Ron, who is our 73-year-old installer. He's amazing. It's tough getting up and down on ladders.
Oh, I bet.
Like that. But I'll tell you what, if I needed him to do soften and fascia and do it perfectly to save my life, he would be the first guy I would choose.
Well, you know, Mike, and I always think, you know, you can say, hey, a company's been in business for 72 years, they're third generation. That feat in itself is amazing. You know, pioneers in the home improvement industry. And you can say, well, they had to do that with happy customers. But then to hear that they have employees that wanted to be with them with all the opportunities to take your tool pouch and your tape measure and go work for somebody else, that they've stayed with Michael and his family, just shows to a real testament of how they handle business and people in general and their philosophy, and just what a great statement about your company, Michael.
I appreciate that.
Michael, I know we talked all about siding today, but you know what? When people call you about siding, a lot of times they want to talk about gutters as well, correct?
Correct.
You guys do gutters.
We do gutters. We do obviously trim, soffit, fascia. I mean, my grandfather was the first guy in the state to do soffit and fascia in 1955.
Wow.
He brought the idea from Pittsburgh because he was the largest all-side salesman in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
So he had the first original aluminum press brake, which bends aluminum trim. My dad told me it weighed 300 pounds. You'd have to go to they had an office off of Center Street. Like right now, it wouldn't be the safest neighborhood, but they had an office off of Center. They'd have to go to the job, take the measurements, go back to the office, bend it up on this large machine,
wow,
and then go back to the...
Things have
amazing
changed.
It's crazy, yeah.
What a story. What history.
Times, they are a change, and he is Michael Grossman, Aluma Trim of America. And that's not all he is. He works there. He's going to own the company. He's a co-owner right now. He's a father and proud father, proud husband. And he is the son of Terry and Deanna.
Dina.
Dina. I was close.
You were. It's cool.
Terry and Dina.
Yeah.
The Grossman family.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Hey, before we go, we got to get out of here in a minute. We started the show with the tour of model homes and want to end with it real quick. Go to the NARE website. If you have interest, starts on May 17th with the soiree that we're going to raise money for the Aurora Cancer Care House again. And that's the official charity of the Tour of Remodel Homes. That's on the 17th of May, the 18th and 19th. Approximately 20 homes featured with the latest trends and remodeling possibilities. Get a chance to go see those homes. And by going to the website, naremilwaukee.org, get information on all of it.
Yeah, definitely go get your tickets. You know, the Cancer Care House is a huge thing that we want to really promote this year and really take care of. So just get your tickets. It's a great cause. Go to the remodeled homes. It's just a great weekend.
Hey, Chris, to make sure you give Michael Grossman a call again, Aluma Trim of America, and tell him that heard him on the show and how good he sounded. 414-964-6520.
Free estimates and no pressure. I just want to tell you that real quick. I mean, a lot of guys say that you have to buy today. You don't have to buy. Just want to give you the best price and educate you.
There you go. Again, Michael Grossman. He's a good guy. Nice
Thank
young
you for
man.
Today.
This is the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.